got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question this week, and again, to encourage you to get to know yourself. You, as an adult, got to know yourself if you want to be free. If you want to be free, you got to know yourself. Nobody can do it. Amazing, huh? Brand new biblical question. Who is God? I think it's backwards again, right?
What is?
The biblical question.
Who is God? Oh, you think it's worded wrong?
I think it's written word wrong. I may be wrong. Is this right, Sean?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. He said he's checking the screen. I think it read wrong again. I may be wrong. Okay, it's written right. It just felt like it's not written right. You know what I mean? Who is God? Who is God? Do you know God? Who is God? Do you know God? And again, the biblical question is put there to encourage those who want to overcome their hell to be free, to get to know themselves, to pay attention. But if you don't want to, stay in your hell. Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And good news, the listen line is working again. It is working now.
Amazing.
Amazing. And for those who are not able to sit and watch the show live, you podcast later, some of you do, you could be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, or what you're doing. You could be some blacks beating up white people at a cafe, at a gas station, at the beach. You could be getting beat up by the blacks in Melbourne, Australia, or you could be buying some fentanyl. It doesn't matter. Trying to get across the borders. You could be a politician, a Republican politician, female politician down at the border pretending like you're trying to pass the fence up. Whatever, right? And so many things you can be doing while listening to JesseLeePeterson.com live. By calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 641-793-1520. 800-600-6400. 641-793-1500. Follow us on social media. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, blah, blah, blah. Follow us. We are on Instagram. Y'all know all this already, right? Instagram. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Hey, Bill. The engineer just walked in. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. And Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. You got to know how to rumble. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or rebuildingaman.com. Rebuildingaman.com. You can even go to Cash App. BondJLP on Cash App. All kinds of ways to get your comments read out loud and to donate. Thank you in advance. And so I'm waiting for my intro here, so they're working on it, so I'm tarrying a little bit. I do want to remind you that this Thursday is the first Thursday of the month. It's the first Thursday of the month, and every first Thursday is men's forum for men only. Every first Thursday, right, at 7 p.m. in Los Angeles. And then the third Thursday for ladies only. For ladies only, the third Thursday night of the month. And I do have to tell you, you already know the men's forums are on fire. Where the ladies' forums are neck to neck. The ladies are opening up. They're being honest about themselves, not about other people. They're looking at themselves. It's really, really amazing. So, ladies, you got to wake up, too, if you want to be free. If you want to be free. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday at the JLP show is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. So before I go to the calls that I do, I am going to get to as many as possible. I want to remind you that today is what they call Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday. And a lot of the millennials might not know what Super Tuesday is, so I do want to explain it a little bit. Super Tuesday. And you might ask, what is Super Tuesday, Jesse? According to CBS, Super Tuesday on March 5th, 2024, is when the largest numbers of states will be holding presidential primaries or caucuses. It's called Super Tuesday because more delegates are at stake on March 5th than any other single day during the primary campaign. Watch this compilation. Okay, they're going to be coming with that in a minute. Amazing. So let me go. They're working on it. We're putting all the new equipment together now that you help us to get. Thank you. And so it's taking time, but it's happening. Let me go to, and I'll come back to that. Let me go to Daniel out of Georgia. Daniel, welcome to the Georgia. Oh, my, my. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
What's going on?
All is well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had some comments, some thoughts. I mean, I had called before, but I didn't want to call too soon when I had my, you know, had all my comments and stuff about things I've been going through. I wanted to see things for myself. So I didn't want to keep calling in every single time I find something and then try to see what your opinion is about it. I just wanted to see things for myself.
I understand that.
So I said, what I realized is that thoughts are always about the individual, whatever they go through. And say you want to go through something else next, that the thoughts are bound to doubt you about what you're going through. Like, you know how you said how Jesus healed that man and told him not to tell anybody and said that he might go start teaching everybody?
Yeah.
And then some people might tell him to doubt himself?
Yep.
Let me just remind the folks
about that. Jesus was walking down the road. He saw this guy, and this guy wanted to heal or needed to heal. And Jesus healed him, and he said, you're healed. Paraphrase, you're now healed. Go and tell nobody. And the man went and told everybody. And Jesus like, what the? And the reason for that, because Jesus knew and understand that the human heart is evil. Human beings are wicked to the core. You have no idea. And that includes your family members or no matter who, your parents. And so the guy went and started preaching in his ego. He went and started telling it right away. He wanted to be a teacher. And Jesus asked him not to do it. And that is in reference to today for all of us. When you hear the truth, Satan going to intellectually make you think you know the truth. And right away, you want to go out and start preaching the truth to everybody when you really don't know what you're talking about. You're on an ego trip. Amazing.
Exactly. I see all, when I'm on Instagram, I see people, I know people like to talk and teach about it, but there's just people who like to do things on camera. It's like, you don't have to do every single thing on camera.
I know sometimes
they don't really post it, but they don't have to do every single thing on camera.
Yep.
And they said that they talk about the person and what they've gone through. Say you're a fighter and you lost this fight, and the next fight you might have thoughts about it and doubt yourself, and you lose that fight too.
That's right. Amazing.
And that's what I think. I like to see. That's why I totally see things for myself, and it just makes complete sense nowadays. It's just perfect. It just makes complete sense. I don't know.
And that's what happens, Daniel, when you separate yourself from the crowd, and you're now no longer thinking like the crowd, you're thinking as an individual. And that's when common sense, which is from God, will kick in, because you are out of the thousand that was a part of the group thinking and group. You decide, you know what? I want to be my own person. I want to be my own individual. I want to think for myself. And the truth will come in and save you from that lie. And I have to tell you, if you stay with it, no matter what happens, stay with it. It's only going to get better and become clearer and clearer for you. It's just going
to
get better.
Because you used to, what is that you used to say? You used to say that, no, the silent prayer, you used to say that, you used to do it every morning, every night. I used to do that. But I came to a point where you said you started doing it consciously. I started doing that consciously. There was a point, I think it was 2 days ago, I was doing it. I was sitting in my bed, I was doing it. And the thoughts came, and I could hear them. I just didn't say nothing.
Right.
But I got distracted. I identified with it, and it made me think. And I started thinking about an outcome of something that I wasn't really thinking about. As soon as I separated myself from it, it had no outcome.
Absolutely. That's deep. That's amazing.
It was like, say I had a thought about fighting somebody, and then I went, and I separated myself from it. There was no fight.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, absolutely. If the world understood just that alone, we could have peace on earth right now. You're absolutely right. Those thoughts are set up, and they make you, which because they're evil. All thoughts, except for practical thoughts about what you're going to eat, and blah, blah, blah. But all thoughts are evil. They are just wicked spirits. And that's why, as long as you live in your imagination, everything you do, everything you think you know and want is always going to be wrong. It cannot and will not be right. And then you bring trouble upon yourself because you're worshiping the devil. You're listening to the devil, and all he will ever bring upon you is trouble.
Right. There's two more things I wanted to say. The reason, I don't know, yeah, you say that Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, he is the Son of God. The reason why he doesn't have to say that for people to know that. He wanted people to see it for himself. That's why when he asked the people, the multitude, they said they called him different things. He asked the disciples, they didn't think of it either, till Peter said that he said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of God," and he blessed him for it. I don't understand. Those are his own words in the Bible. I don't understand how people can skip over that and say, no, that's not what he meant to say.
I know. He said, "Peter, you have seen this for yourself.
Flesh and blood have not revealed it to you, but my Father that is in heaven revealed it to you."
Absolutely. And the people don't want to understand that because they love the lie. They live in their intellect. They love knowing about God but not knowing him. And it just feels good to know about him. And they don't really want to know him.
Exactly.
It's all an act.
And the last thing I want to say is that there was one, I was on a show I was watching. You said that, you asked somebody, do you believe that God gave us our own demons? I believe that he did, because Christ went through the same thing that we were able to go, Christ went through the same thing that we were going through. Why wouldn't he be able to do the same thing now that we have God to help us?
You said God gave you your own demons?
You said, you had asked the question, you said, did God give us our own demons? And I said, I believe that because Christ went through the same thing. Why wouldn't we be able to do the same thing?
Well, God didn't give you your own demons, but what God did, he made it possible for you. He have set you free from the demons, and he have made it possible for you to see them and overcome them. But he didn't put that upon you. Okay. He knew that Satan would tempt you with demons, that he would make a home in your mind and body, intellect, and he made it possible for you to see it and overcome it. But he didn't put that upon you.
Okay. All right, that's all I have. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Keep on.
And you too, Daniel, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
All right.
Amazing, man. Oh, amazing. Daniel is seeking the Father, and he now can see. And once you can see, truly see, there is no going back to. You can't go back. If you see intellectually, you're going back. Oh, you're going back. But if once you see spiritually, you're not going back. There's nothing to go back to. You're not going back into your hell, no matter who tried to pull you back in. And believe me, because human beings are evil, they're demons, they're controlled by demons, they will try to pull you back. They'll come after you like nothing going north because they hate the light. And it's not them, but it's the darkness. It's the demons inside of them. It's not them. Let me find out what's going on here. Nobody telling me anything now, so I have no clue. Can we do the intro? Oh, the biblical question? Okay. And are we ready with soundbite? All right. Okay. So here is the biblical question. They got it right. I knew it looked wrong to me. Do you know God? There you go. What the? Do you know God? Who is God? Do you know God? Who is God? Amazing, huh? And so I mentioned Super Tuesday, and I'm going to get back to your calls and Super Chats. I mentioned Super Tuesday, and it is today. It is today. And here's a compilation of what Super Tuesday is all about. Watch this.
15 states will vote in GOP contests on March 5th, with nearly 900 delegates up for grabs. Now, Haley has vowed to stay in through those races, but the former South Carolina governor has yet to win a contest against former President Trump, most recently losing the Michigan GOP primary by more than 40 points.
And she does take some pride already in being the last one standing against Trump. You're looking at a whole range of states on Super Tuesday that really is a microcosm of the party nationally. You're going to get a real test of Trump's support and of Haley's support nationwide. He and his campaign advisors behind the scenes are very optimistic he will win all of the states on Super Tuesday. But it still could be an indicator of some softness in his support across the country.
It may look like he really doesn't feel like reading that. He'll do it, but it doesn't really feel like it. Anyway, so you got to get out and vote today. Get out and vote. And I'm saying out loud, I'm just wondering. I am wondering if Nikki Haley is standing there trying to hurt Donald Trump and help the Democrats. Because Nikki Haley is a rhino Republican, and she knows that she's no good. She would not be a good anything. She's not even a good mother. She's not even with her children. So how would she be a good president? You know what I mean? Plus, it's not in her nature to do it. So I'm wondering, because according to the reports, she got money and support from the Democrats. But the Democrats are not going to vote for Nikki Haley. So I'm wondering, she's on her little ego trip, trying to hurt Trump, and in return, hurting the American people. Just wondering. Amazing. According to Yahoo.com and PostMillennial.com, Donald Trump was handed a major victory on Monday when the Supreme Court ruled that he cannot be excluded from Colorado primary election ballot over his actions surrounding January 6th, Jamie Raskin said he is working with other Democrats, Democratic Congress members, to remove Trump from the ballot through legislation. Watch this through NBC, from NBC and CNN.
The high court just said moments ago that Mr. Trump can stay on this year's presidential ballot in Colorado.
A Republican frontrunner is now permitted to run for president, not only in Colorado, but across all 50 states.
Unfortunately for America, the court isn't necessarily wrong that this is the way the framers wanted it to be. They wanted Congress, the people who are closest to their constituents, to be able to make the rules of the laws.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
You can't save a people from themselves. If they're determined to reelect him after he organized that insurrection, then there's nothing to stop the people from doing that.
Amazing. They don't, isn't that, just think about that. Smoke on it. You're supposed to have the right to vote for whomever you want. And they don't want you to have that right to vote. It's unfortunate that you have a right to vote for whomever you want to vote for. Did you ever imagine for a moment that you would hear or see anything like this in this country? It's unfortunate you're going to have the right to vote for yourself. They don't want, that is, if it wasn't for freedom of speech, I would say that is insane. It's insane statements, that's for sure. But how can you not want the people to vote for whomever they want? Just because they want to vote for, just because you don't like them, That means that, unfortunately, it's unfortunately that the people got to vote for who they want. You're voting for who you want. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I would bring back those voter days of when only people who own property would be able to vote. Settle, done. If you don't own land, you can't vote. Go sit down. Then we wouldn't have all this mess, voting for programs and voting for colors and voting for this and that. The beauty about Nikki Haley, if she is playing a game trying to hurt Trump and the Republican Party, she won't be there. Nikki Haley ain't going to have one iota of effect on a vote for Trump in November. It ain't going to work. And anyone who think that it will hurt Trump in November is blind. Satan is your God. Nikki Haley is the same female that took down the Confederate flag. She's a coward. She needs to be sent back to her country. They should send Nikki Haley right back to her country, wherever she came from. And allow no more illegals or foreigners to run in our government. You want to come visit? Come the right way, visit, go back home. You can't run for government. Nikki Haley is blind if she thinks she's going to hurt Trump in November. And anyone else who believe it is blind. And they want to believe that. They want to believe it. And now the Democratic Congress, they still try to, let's see if we can do something in Congress to stop him. I told you once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 1,000 times. Have a little space between you and the great white hope, Donald Trump. And just watch and learn. Everybody and their mama, including the rhino Republicans, are trying to stop him. And look what's happening. So far, nobody can stop him. We'll see what happens. But so far, it hasn't happened. I rest my case. Okay, I'm talking to Hassan. But good news for the great white hope and you and me. According to Politico.com, Colorado chief election officers officials were disappointed in the Supreme Court allowing Trump to remain on the ballot, overturning her state Supreme Court, which ruled him ineligible to run for office again. Watch this from MSNBC. We don't have the time. Okay, we'll play that when I come back from this break. 888-775-3773. And your phone calls. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. and he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Let me just show you the good news about the Great White Hope. Again, I want to encourage you, those who want to overcome your fallen state, have a little space between you and the Great White Hope and have no opinion about the outcome. Have a wait-and-see attitude about all things. All things. And watch the Great White Hope. And how all the little demons are after him. The DAs, Congress, the Democratic liberal voters, the Democratic Party, the right or Republican. Nothing stopped the man. There's a lesson to be learned. There's a lesson to be learned about your own life. Other than Jesus Christ. And I wasn't here at the time to see him walking through there. At least if I was, I don't know it. Maybe our reincarnation didn't know it. But I have not seen a man on earth deal with the issues of life and the challenge of the demons in other people. And believe me, other people, all human beings are wicked until they overcome. And most will not overcome because they love evil over good. They love their wickedness. They love their hell. And they try, as they're doing with Donald Trump, they try overtime to pull you into their hell. Can you imagine? Think about this. You could be of demons, evil in your heart, in your imagination, in your emotions. And you're not satisfied just being demons in hell in your own personal life. You got to look outwardly and try to drag other people into your hell. You're not satisfied with just being in hell on your own. You work for your father, the devil, Satan, and you got to look outside to pull other people into it. That's what's happening with the Great White Hope. And so I once heard that if you want knowledge, study. If you want wisdom, observe. You got to become an observer of life, not a knowledge of life. You're in hell. Not the knowledge of life, but the observation. Observe life. And so I mentioned just before the break how they're trying to take Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Trump's like, oh, okay, I'll be back. According to Politico.com, Colorado's chief election officer was disappointed in the Supreme Court allowing Trump to remain on the ballot. They're like, what the? And overturning her state's Supreme Court, which rules him ineligible to run for office again. Watch this from MSNBC.
Americans have been voting all across the nation in early voting those Super Tuesday states, including here in Colorado. And Coloradans and Americans deserve to know whether Trump is a qualified candidate. My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way.
Amazing. Thank you, Trump. What an even, nasty female. You still want females in leadership roles? Look what they've done to the homes. Look what they've done to the schools. Look what they've done to our government. And now look what they're doing to the country. I mentioned once that the blacks, what's wrong with the blacks? The blacks always call white people white supremacy. And their primary issue around the world is to try to hurt. The blacks call the whites white supremacy, right? Because most blacks, not all, but most believe that white people are superior. And so they acknowledge all the time that they are supremacists over them. Superior. And they don't know that you're justified by your words or you're condemned by them. And so in their mind, in their heart, in their belief, they totally believe that white people are superior to them. But rather than learning from their superiorities, they try to destroy them. Isn't that amazing? And I'm not surprised that Trump is beating this. He's white. And now they're saying all colored people think that. I don't believe all. I believe it's just the blacks and a few Mexicans believe that all that they can't overcome, right? But black people work overtime to hurt the white man and the white woman because they truly believe they can't do it. They believe that the white man got it down pat. And rather than learning, they try to destroy them. And so are you surprised the Great White Hope hasn't lost yet? Are you surprised? He's superior. That's according to the blacks. They need affirmative action. They need reparations. They need diversity and inclusive. Let us in only because they say, let us in, the blacks. Let us in because we are black. And the superior people won't. We can't do that hard test. We can't work that hard. What's up? Amazing. And here is some good news, even more good news, for the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. NBC, the Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to decide whether former President Donald Trump can claim presidential immunity over criminal election interference charges, adding a new hurdle to a trial taking place. Watch this from MSNBC.
What it says is that they are corrupted political actors who act in bad faith. And at some point, people in the media, people at home, and people sitting in the White House have to stop pretending that the Supreme Court is some kind of benign, trying to do its best institution and start to realize that there are six Republicans, not conservatives, Republicans on the Supreme Court who view it as their job to help the Republican Party. And until we do something about that, until we take away that power, until we draw the line on them there, they will continue to do this. They will help Trump. They will take away abortion rights. They will end affirmative action. They will liberalize gun rights. They will do all of it until we stop them, because we will keep losing every day we allow these six Republicans in robes to rule over all of us.
You having a fit like Big Mama. I like Big Mama. With the fro. I'm growing my fro, my American fro back. You notice that?
Yeah.
Nice. having a hissy fit like Big Mama. And on the, at least I know one of all the Supreme Court said, no, this man could be on the ballot. Leave this man alone. Big Mama don't like that at all. Big Mama don't like you. And she likes everyone. Amazing. What the? We need to bring back common sense. It just ain't common no more. And coming back, though, slowly but surely. 888-7753-773. Let me go out to Canada and talk to first-time caller Clifton out of Canada. Clifton, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Clifton. Did he hang up? Okay. It sounds, I don't know if he hung up or what. Let me go to first time call. There's a line open. 888-7753-773. Matthew, a first time caller out of California. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Justin?
All is well, sir.
To you.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I've been listening to your show a lot, and I agree with most of the stuff you say, and I really appreciate, you know, the message and everything.
Yes, sir.
There's so many things I would like to talk to you about, but I guess one of the most important things we were talking about is you were in the beginning of today's show, we were asking, like, who is God?
What is God? Let me update my packet, because I don't even think it's written right on my packet. Hold on. Let me see how it goes, sir. That's not the right one. Is it? That's the right one? That's the correct one? I'm sorry?
I think so.
Let me go find it. Hold on, Cliff. Hold on, Matthew. Okay, Matthew, I have it now. Do you know God? Who is God?
Yeah, I mean, I believe, you know, throughout my spiritual journey, I've come to learn God, come to know God spiritually as well as, like, through my studies as well. I've seen, like, a conflict between, like, the ancient scriptures and what we have today, like Paleo-Christianity in comparison to Pauline Christianity. And, you know, I've learned about Jesus in the years that weren't written in the Bible. And, you know, I believe that he himself wasn't a Christian. I believe he was a follower of the Vedic scriptures of Sanatana Dharma.
So let me ask you, you say, yes, you do know God?
Absolutely.
And so you do know God, right?
Yes, sir.
And how do you know him?
I feel like I was born with, you know, that connection to him, to the spirit. And that he's put this love in my heart to try to share as much truth as he has, like, in your heart as well for the people. And, like, but there's been this battle that there's so much suppression and corruption, you know, mainly in the Abrahamic religions. But I believe that God himself was a follower of the Vedic scriptures and Sanatana Dharma.
Okay, so let me do that. Hold on. Just slow it off a minute. So you do know God. And so who is God? To Matthew.
God is the creator of all living things, to the creator of this earth, everything that makes everything work. He's the supreme being. And Jesus was God's son who was sent down to earth to, you know, try to correct the wrongs and the ills of society and sacrifice his life and was killed by the Pharisees, you know.
And how do you know that God was the creator of all things?
Just look around and you see how everything works in harmony. You know there has to be a creator, and that's who Jesus wanted us to know, and know that, you know, that God is within all of us in our hearts. But, of course, we are not God, and neither did Jesus say that he was God. He said he was the Son of God. And
have you forgiven your mother?
Absolutely.
And how did that go?
It went great, you know. I mean,
what'd you say to
forgiveness
her?
Forgiveness and, well, you know, I thanked her for giving me this life and told her that, you know, she doesn't have to, like, hold any guilt for any of the wrongs she did and apologize for any of the wrongs I did in my life. But, you know, I don't see that as being an issue in, you know, where I'm at today.
So have you gone and forgiven her?
What's that?
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, there was a time that I did that.
What did you say to her?
Just what I told you right now, you know, that, you know, I forgive her for anything that she did in the past, for her shortcomings, and apologize for anything that I had done.
And why did you apologize for what you have done? You had done nothing.
Well, you know, I think we all go through phases in our life when, you know, we're rebelling and whatnot and make things harder for our parents who were kind of looking out for us. But I never had much of an issue. That wasn't something that I felt like was, like, you know.
But why did you apologize to her? You had never done anything wrong to her.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel like this is taken away from the topic that I was mainly trying to touch on, which was, God.
It is. But anyway, smoke on that. And also, I want to, next time you call me, I want to know, why did you thank her for giving you life? Your mother has never given you life.
Yeah, well, it takes two, you know. My father and my mother. And
neither your father nor your mother gave you life.
That's true. And doesn't it say in the Bible that there's only one father, and that's God?
Yeah. But so why did you thank your mother for giving you life when she did not give you life?
Well, she played a role in it, you know. God chose her to have me.
God didn't choose her to have you. She decided that by laying up and getting pregnant. She didn't know it was going to be you.
Yeah, I see. Well,
but
I do appreciate
you responding to the biblical question. And I want to ask more about it, but I won't, because I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But thank you for that, man.
Yeah, another important thing that I was interested in your opinion on is, like, with a lot of this stuff going on in the world and, like, the suppression and the infiltration of our government, it seems to all go back to the same people. These people who, you know, they go by the Talmud, and it's very demonic and satanic.
They go by the what?
The Talmud. Are you familiar with that?
No. You know what? It sounds like you want to do some Bible thumping stuff. Can you call me Thursday?
Sure. I'd love to call you Thursday. Yeah, maybe we can talk about, you know.
But Thursday is Bible thumper Thursday. And that's when I have time to put a little bit more. I look like you keep trying to put in some something. Call me Thursday.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot going on. We got to fight back against these satanic.
Call me Thursday. 888-775-3777. He didn't want to do no Bible course. He ain't just talking about something else. But call me Thursday, Matthew. I totally understand, buddy. What the? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on twitch.tv/JLP Talk, Falcon Ing says, Proverbs 10:1-3, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise man maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness of his mother. Thank you, Falcon Ing. And it continues, Falcon Ing, and it continues on like that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I am remiss, for some odd reason, on the Hake Report and J.C. Lee Peterson show, I keep on missing Greenwald's super chats somehow. It's not discrimination, not on purpose anyway. It's unconscious bias, Greenwald.
What the?
He biased Greenwald.
I have animus.
Yeah, animus. He wrote my biblical question wrong today.
Yeah, I'm getting it all messed up.
Yeah, a lot of animus. Come on, man.
I'm like that wife who accidentally messes everything up.
I know. Oh, honey, I didn't mean it.
Greenwald bought 3 coffees yesterday or so. I guess Jesus established the communal wine and bread to symbolize the blood and flesh of a single body among his followers. Then following his execution, they were devastated for 3 days, basically dead inside. Think back to when you've suffered a horrific loss. And then they regrouped with all Jesus had shown them under the leadership of Peter, John, James, and such. And that was how the body of Christ was resurrected in the flesh and still lives to this day.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you, Greenwall.
It. Yeah.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I caught you in a contradiction! Double exclamation mark. Months ago, you said the devil doesn't know that he's the devil. He thinks he's God, something like that. But then you talk about the movie Nefarious, and you said the devil hurts us, God's children, because he hates God. So which one is it? Does the devil think he's God, or does the devil hate God, or does he pretend to be God?
Well, all of us. The devil hates God, the devil doesn't know he's the devil, and the devil tried to hurt the children of God. Just think about it. All angry people, there's not one. See, I said there's not one that closed it down. I mean, not one.
Uh-huh.
That's not one that, though, every angry human being think they're God. They don't know they're the devil. Angry human beings do not know that they are the devil. They don't know they're evil. They call evil good. They call trying to make their lives work and judge others and attack others, revenge and phony love and teaching the Bible and all that. They call that love. They don't know that's evil. They call it righteousness or righteous. They don't know it's evil. I rest my case. The human beings fight one another. Two devils fighting each other. And they call it good. And they both think they're winning because they both think that they're God. I rest my case.
Nice. Great coffee, Gregatron. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. That was deep.
Yep. That boy ain't right, bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical... Wait, answer to what? Oh, I guess this is supposedly a biblical question answer.
To the biblical question?
Yeah.
Do you know God? Who is God?
I ran into him a couple of times, but I don't know him like that. Says, that boy ain't right. With a coffee.
They ran into God?
A couple of times, but don't know him like that.
But how you know you ran into him then? But thank you.
I have no ability to follow up with that boy ain't right.
No, I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Ryan,
I forgot it's a biblical question.
Ryan B. bought five coffees. Bible thumping on the biblical question.
Do you know God? Who is God?
I don't really have an answer, but these are the scariest verses in my Bible. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
That's a long response to the Bible.
Bible thumper.
I'm telling you. Keep it piffy. Thank you. I got to take a break. Thank you all for the super chat. We'll finish up when I come back. Two more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Hake news. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A submarine telecommunications set of cables was cut, damaged, down in the Red Sea. Who done it? And Trump won in the Supreme Court yesterday, obviously, as most of you probably already know. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Super Tuesday, March 5th, 2024 A.D. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, guys, and we'll get to the rest of the Super Chats today, hopefully. But first, fake news, not fake news. Submarine telecommunication and internet cables, including internet cables, damaged. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports there's cutting cable, and there's literally cutting cable. Telecom cables running along the bottom of the Red Sea have been damaged, disrupting an estimated quarter of internet and communications between Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. Israel said the Houthis might do it. They had warned some time back that the Houthis might do it. One Houthi, these are the rebels that were harassing the ships over in the Red Sea, disrupting trade. One Houthi denied doing it and blamed the United States and England for doing it. Who knows? Who knows? Trump won in the Supreme Court, obviously. The so-called Supreme Court unanimously sided with our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. According to the ladies, the far-left females, I should say, at the Skim, one day before Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday is when a whole bunch of states do their primary elections or caucuses or whatever and vote for the nominee for the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or whatever. The so-called Supreme Court agreed that states do not have the authority to take Trump or anyone else running for federal office off the ballots. This is in response to the Colorado State Supreme Court's decision to boot Trump from the state's presidential primary for violating the 14th Amendment, specifically the Insurrection Clause. You all know about that. You heard about that earlier this hour on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and yesterday due to his actions on January 6th, which were perfect, by the way. Now the country's highest court, high on pot, says that only, except for Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, only Congress holds the power to bar presidential candidates from running for office. The justices, so-called, said giving states power to kick federal candidates off ballots would bring national chaos during election years, with a candidate being ineligible in some states but not in others. However, the three so-called liberal, meaning far-left extremist, justices wrote in a concurring opinion that the ruling goes too far and could insulate all alleged insurrectionists from the future challenges. Give me a break. Trump appointed so-called justice female Amy Coney Barrett, said in a one-page opinion that the court reached their decision unanimously and that the message Americans should take home. Worth noting, the Supreme Court made no mention of whether Trump's involvement on January 6th constitutes an insurrection, because it's not their purview, right? It only clarified whether states had the power to remove federal candidates per the 14th Amendment. Challenges to Trump's ballot eligibility across more than 30 states now have no legal basis, especially important in Illinois and Maine, where so-called officials already barred Trump from primary ballots. Trump hailed the Supreme Court ruling as a big win for America. They call it SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. That's the abbreviation. Next month, the so-called Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether Trump can claim immunity, presidential immunity, in federal cases against him. Not state cases, federal cases. Not since Bush versus Gore in 2000 has the so-called Supreme Court played such a big role in an election. Monday's decision, a big win for the so-called GOP. Their frontrunner gets to stay on the ballot ahead of a likely rematch, so-called, with crooked Joe Biden. Today's Super Tuesday race is a big step towards whether that rematch will happen or not, meaning Crooked Joe, I guess. If you're in one of the 16 states taking part, the ladies don't want you to forget to vote, but Haik does want you to forget to vote unless it's for Trump, because we don't want dumb libs, communists, rhinos